Diabetes Breakthrough.
Let Congress know who they work for. Remind them what's at stake when they cast their vote. Tell them that the time for gridlock and games is over. The time for action is now. And tell them to pass this bill.
All right, the president quickly found out that that fell on deaf ears because his own people did not vote for the president's jobs bill. How about that? So after the past 6 weeks or so of stumping for that and saying this was the answer, this is what should happen, let's get people back to work, Tim Geithner and the usual crew around the president also trying to help, trying to really sell that the bill was what had to happen to start to turn things around, get those shovel jobs out there, infrastructure, work on that, get some of these teachers back in the classrooms, work on some of the facilities, some of the schools. Now the president is saying he's going to break the jobs plan into separate bills after the Senate kicked it out. And this is a democratically controlled Senate. So that $447 billion jobs plan flat out stalled in the Senate. So I think we're going to see more showdowns, more tugs of war between the Dems and the Republicans on how to boost the economy. That is the big question. And where is the do-re-mi coming from? Where are we getting the money? And that's where we start Kate Delaney America tonight. By the way, a total, just so we've got an accurate count of this, because, you know, we're about the numbers, a total of 50 members of the chamber supported that measure, 49 against it. So it stalled, it failed. And I don't see that pressure that the president wants from the people. I don't see that happening. I don't see that vote coming. I don't think so. Putting teachers back to work, construction workers, police officers and firefighters, it's not that people are so vehemently, I think, against it. It's just that you think of that number and then you think of pouring more gasoline onto the fire with the deficit. You have to have some spending cuts, because ultimately, how are we going to be able to survive that? We can't. We can't survive the way we're going now. And I mean, that's the problem. We've been stung just too many times. And the Republicans are saying, look, it's the president's plea, and they say the plan is just a political stunt, a charade, is what Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, called it, saying that Democrats have designed the bill to fail, and they've designed their own bill to fail in hopes that anyone who votes against it will look bad. I don't know, America. Do you think they're looking bad if they voted against it, especially since you had a lot of Democrats that voted against that? A lot of Democrats did not vote for it, or they would have had the amount of votes that they needed. And, of course, the big sticking point and the one that was thrown out there a lot was the proposed surtax on people who earn over $1 million. And that was the big divide between the two parties. And that's what you keep hearing about the 99 percenters with the Occupy movement. That's what started to happen. That's what they were referring to, the 99 percenters. Well, there were a lot of Republicans in New Hampshire because that was the site of the latest debate. It was a roundtable, and the focus was on the economy. But before that debate happened, Mitt Romney, who's neck and neck in some polls with businessman Herman Cain and others, he's slightly ahead, got a huge endorsement from the governor of New Jersey. Take a listen.
I know that America needs a new course, and I wanted to be with the person who I believe will be the best person to lead America on that course, and that's Governor Mitt Romney.
Yep, so Chris Christie endorsing Romney clearly, and some of the top polls in two early voting states have Romney on top. You know, if we wanted to look at the numbers there, just quickly I'll tell you this. 3 months before the primaries, he's on top in two states, according to the NBC Marist College surveys. He's got a pretty big lead in New Hampshire. That state holds the first primary. And he holds a slim three-point margin in Iowa, which votes first in the race, of course, for the White House. The poll shows that 44% of likely Republican primary voters in New Hampshire support Romney, who's making, you know, this his second time around to try to grab the brass ring of the presidency to be the nominee for the Republicans. And he's been in the top spot in almost all the Granite State polls over the past year. 13% say they back the former Godfather Pizza CEO, Herman Cain. And then you go from there, 13% after that with Cain, tied at 13% with Cain, is the congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, who's going for his third shot at the White House. And boy, Texas Governor Rick Perry, who was the front runner, the darling, the flavor of the moment for a short time, a short window in the national polls, his numbers have just totally started to fall. He's at 6% at least in that one. So the polls clearly, you know, show that. That's New Hampshire. In Iowa, the poll shows Romney at 23%, Cain at 20%, Paul at 11%, Perry and Bachman each at 10%. So it's a good time to remind you that here on America Tonight, we're doing our own straw poll. If you had to vote now for president, who would you vote for? Would you vote for Herm Cain? Would you vote for Ron Paul? Any of the people that are out there, Rick Santorum, John Huntsman, Romney, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachman, who gets your vote? So far, Herman Cain has the lead just slightly. Ron Paul is behind him. And then we go to Romney and Rick Perry after that. I'm proud to say in 3 weeks, a lot of you have jumped in on this, and you can do it by going to americatonight.net and, of course, clicking on the email or giving us a call at 800-259-5791. But like I said, the good news is many of you, you're on the ball. You're jumping in just for fun on this, and you've had some interesting things to say. And there's a few takers on the Obama side as well, because I said, look, whatever way you're going to vote, I don't care. Whatever your stripes are or whoever you think should be there. I think 2012 is just becoming so much more significant than maybe we could ever have imagined. And it's getting pretty interesting. 8 votes right now for Obama on this show. 8 votes as opposed to over 70 for Herman Cain and for Ron Paul. That's right now at this point. We'll see what happens later in the week. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, at the tail end of the hour, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who had a dream when he was a kid about haunted houses and all that. He says he borrowed all of his friends' credit cards, started a haunted house business, got in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest haunted house in the world, and is making a living at it. Went from coaching to the business of haunted houses. And that's, again, at the tail end of the hour. However, coming up next, more on that plot. What happened, the plot to kill the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States. We have the details on that. Plus, Roger Madden checks in. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again. I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting a electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, still want to weigh in on that straw poll? Don't be shy. Dial the digits 800-259-5791. We're going to talk about this crazy plot where you've got some Iranians who have been charged in trying to kill the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the United States. We're going to do that in a second, but first, on another political note, coming off of the Value Voters Summit, Roger Madden has his own twist on Christian fundamentalists.
Finally, the Republican Party must address the issue as how to deal with those members who subscribe to the belief that to be president of the United States, one must adhere to the tenet of Christian fundamentalism. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. Last week at a gathering of social conservatives, Pastor Robert Jeffers of the First Baptist Church in Texas told a group of reporters that Mormonism was a cult and definitely not Christian. This was a veiled reference to the GOP frontrunner, former Governor Mitt Romney. More importantly, it was also a signal to those Christian fundamentalists that social conservatives should have no place for anyone other than a Christian when it came to running for the President of the United States. Modern-day Republicanism, starting with Barry Goldwater in the 1960s and ultimately coalescing with the advent of Ronald Reagan in the 1980s, contains three active centers of support: those who adhere to social conservative beliefs, usually Christian fundamentalists, and those who are concerned with national security and free markets. Pastor Jeffress represents a small but outspoken minority within the social conservative group, which ignores Article 6 of the United States Constitution, which states that, quote, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust in the United States, unquote. According to Pastor Jeffress, therefore, Jews, Muslims, or non-believers are to be denied their constitutional right to run for public office. It should be no surprise, therefore, that Republican Party elders vehemently objected to this statement, including many social conservatives. It is time that these bigoted, intolerant, and narrow-minded Republicans who hold beliefs inconsistent with our beloved Constitution, even at the risk to losing their support, are censured and castigated. For this, the Republican Party will be more than compensated in votes for whatever loss in support it may experience by doing so. This is Roger Maddy, and that's what I think.
All right, thanks, Roger. It's hard to break that all down. He did a nice job of that, of course, and that's what the politicians are looking at. Because it's part of the game. It's part of what happens. The base. Who are you playing to? It's tough. It's. Are you talking about strict conservatives and whatnot? And you saw that at the values, the voter values summit that's been going on since 2007, and they do have certainly some sway. And this is why these debates, I think, become interesting, at least from the Republican point of view, and even for the Democrats. Because they can see some of the areas where the president, if I was a Democratic strategist, I'd be watching to see what was rating high issues-wise, even though we know it's the economy, it's what's going on with jobs and all of that, but I'd be paying strict attention to responses and the Republican base and the independents and how they are polling. Because, you know, we're a year and change away from this thing, and it'll be here before you know it. Good news on the front of terror as far as stopping what could have been a disaster. The United States accusing Iran of backing a plot to kill the Saudi ambassador to Washington. There's lots of tension, of course, between Tehran and, the Saudi Arabia, and they've gone back and forth for a long time, so this is another string to add to this. The FBI says they broke up a plot by two guys to link to the security agencies in Iran to assassinate the ambassador. One was arrested last month. The other is supposedly in Iran right now. They were going to try to nail the ambassador, perhaps at his favorite restaurant in Washington. So that means there would have definitely been, I'm assuming, some collateral damage. The FBI director, Robert Mueller, check it out, said it was a very strange, convoluted, twisted plot, and it involved monitoring international calls, Mexican drug money, and an attempt to blow up that ambassador in a restaurant in D.C. But they stopped it, and that's the good news, and caught one of them. And here's the scary thing that links it right back to Ahmadinejad, I think. The Attorney General Eric Holder says that the plot was the work of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And that's, of course, the right arm, if you will, of Iran's revolution. The operational arm, anyway. And the higher up you go, they're a big part of the government. And they were responsible for the plot. I think it's time to level Iran. I mean, something has to be done here. The line in the sand is long gone. I mean, there are no formal diplomatic ties between the Islamic Republic and Washington, which accuses Tehran of backing terrorism. We know that. Come on, we don't think that. And, of course, pushing for nuclear arms. Iran keeps denying it. Ahmadinejad says whatever he pleases when he comes to the UN and elsewhere, when he does interviews. And, you know, at this point, Iran is facing more than political sanctions and economic sanctions, but you can bet there's going to be more to come. And there had also been some talk about other plots, my goodness, including the Israeli embassy and probably the Saudi embassy, too, they're saying. But they don't have any charges for that so far at this point. Just clearly the ambassador is where they were able to nail him for. Wow. It never ceases to amaze me what they get away with and what that country gets away with. And who was arrested was a guy who was a naturalized U.S. citizen and holds an Iranian passport. And initially, Mansour Abrasaya cooperated with the FBI after he was arrested at JFK at the end of September, and he was arrested and acted as if the plot was still a go. That's according to the court documents, and he made a brief appearance in a Manhattan courtroom on Tuesday. He was assigned a public defender, and the rest is now up to Iran, I guess, and up to the U.S. to see what happens here. There's no way there's going to be any kind of a relationship with that country. And this plot, which is a strange thing, started to unfold back in May when the Mansour Abrasar actually approached somebody in Mexico to help, but he picked the wrong person. How many times have we heard that story? Because that person turned out to be an informant for the drug enforcement guys, and then the story broke, and that's how they were able to trace everything. The confidential source was a paid informant, but not somebody identified, who tipped off the FBI that he had paid $100,000 to the informant in July and August for the plot, but that was a down payment on $1.5 million. So it looked like they were going to use some kind of weapon of mass destruction, and probably they're looking at, of course, life in prison. But I think the bigger element here is certainly we are lucky. I mean, who knows, in this attempt to get the terrorist, the boogeyman, how often, you know, we could have missed, could have, would have, should have. But in this case, we didn't miss. So you got Iranians bombing the embassies of two Middle Eastern countries in the U.S. You know, what are they thinking? They don't care? I don't get it. Is it too far-fetched? Some people think so. I don't think so. I think that the intelligence organization in Iran is known for violent operations outside of their borders, and they target dissidents, but they certainly could go after, you know, they're not above the fray of targeting government officials, let's just say that. So the bigger question is, America, what do you say? Do you think it's time that, you know, we get serious with Iran? Forget the sanctions stuff, of course, it's already happening, whatever, but think about, you know, an act of war, bombing Iran. How do you feel about bombing Iran after this just happened? 800-259-5791. Oh, we got some odds and ends, including getting ready for retirement.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Got in trouble for. However, this is a guy, you know, and I like this about him. He is what he is. He has no filter. He's going to say what he thinks. So whether he's on CNN, Fox and Friends, or your best friend's sister's radio show, it doesn't matter. He's an unplugged kind of guy. So he's not trying to screen out his thoughts. And I think his words did get twisted with his analogy. Although anytime you touch Hitler and you start to try to wrap that around something, there's a good chance it could be convoluted. And that's what happened, I think, with Hank Williams Jr. in the segment that he did last week. And now he's no longer the brand of Monday Night Football, his very famous song, because ESPN/ABC and Hank Williams Jr. parted ways. He went and visited the ladies of The View and talked about what happened, and here's what he had to say about leaving that network.
That night, I told my manager, I said, you can tell ESPN and Disney adios.
See, so he's saying, look, I left. So the nonsense of they fired me is not true. I said, forget it, when I started to get all this heat. 22 years, because it was like 22 years, was plenty after he didn't like the way he was getting the blowback on that. And then he had to apologize, and he did, for the way things were twisted. One thing Hank Williams Jr. doesn't have to worry about because of his songwriting and, of course, the gig he just had with ABC and different concert appearances probably is his retirement. He's retirement ready. But I know that some of you out there are struggling with that. That's why every once in a while we go to our pal Mike Bonacorsi and get a little sound advice for a minute or so. Here's Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike Bonacorsi, certified financial planner professional, and I'm going to help you become retirement ready in 1 minute. The annual gift exclusion allows an individual to gift away an amount indexed for inflation to any number of recipients. The amounts for 2010 and 2011 is $13,000. Married couples can split a gift of $26,000, but must report the gift at tax time. These gifts are free of gifted estate taxes and are excluded from the lifetime gift exemption set at $5 million for 2011. The gifts are based on a calendar year and cannot be rolled forward if not used. These gifts can be used to reduce the size of an estate for calculation of estate taxes. Be sure to consult your financial and tax advisor to see if this strategy is appropriate for you. To learn more about becoming retirement ready, visit my website, www.mikebonacorsi.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Thanks, Mike. Anything to help. You never know. He's taken us on a couple of different courses there, and I think some of it is some pretty sound advice. Well, you know, talking about getting retirement ready, what is the retirement age? They've talked about making the retirement age 70. Remember, it was like 65. Wow, someone retired at 65. I have actually met people who retired when they were 50. They got to retire when they were 50. But that was the old days. These are the new days, and that's not realistic for most people. So every day you celebrate a birthday, you probably have a lot further to go than you originally thought, because there's not as many gold watches out there. So with that in mind, who is celebrating a birthday? Let's find out.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, a guy who's a renegade, but I really like him. I like him because, just like Hank, he's unfiltered, and that has cost him at times, but he flies by the seat of his pants, and he's fun to watch. Olympic skier Bodie Miller won gold, silver, and bronze in Vancouver, thank goodness. 34 years old. He's just 34 years old. Marion Jones. This is a woman who did jail time for steroid use and had all of her Olympic medals ripped off of her neck, literally. I mean, I guess in a sense. She had to give back her medals. She turns 36 years old. Don't feel sorry for Marion. She gives speeches. She's doing okay. She was an incredible athlete, but that little extra kick that she got her in trouble in the end. Kirk Cameron, I'm surprised he's not older than this. Doesn't it seem like Growing Pains was on 1,000 years ago? He played Mike Seaver, and then he starred in Left Behind films, stars in a lot of Christian films. He is 41 years old. Just 41. That's it. Dixie Chicks. When was the last time you had a conversation about a Dixie Chick? The Dixie Chicks fiddler, mandolin player, and vocalist, Marty Seidel, is 42 years old. You're going to know this name. If you didn't know any of the people I just mentioned, how many of you, be honest, don't know who Hugh Jackman is? Of course you know who he is, the Australian actor. The X-Men movies, 43 years old. 43. There was one more I was going to say that I know you all know as well. Did you ever watch Chris Wallace when you watch what I call the Sunday Swirl, the Talking Heads and all the different shows? Well, He is the son of Mike Wallace, who forever and a day was an Emmy Award-winning guy with 60 Minutes. He was the gotcha guy. I think when he had such a known face that he came to the door, came to a company, people just ran. Oh, no, 60 Minutes. But Chris Wallace is 64 years old. How about that? 64 years old. Wow. So if you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Boy, it's good to be alive, isn't it? It's not fun to think about some of the things that we're staring down the barrel of as a nation. It is frightening. But you got to push that aside. I mean, I used to say this on the show, and I stopped saying it, and I really want to believe this, that there still is the chance of the American dream. You just got to think it. You got to drink the Kool-Aid a little bit and, you know, get on that horse and reach over and grab the brass ring. So if you're celebrating a birthday, trust me, my friends, that is a good thing. We used to do a thing called News You Can Abuse, and I really liked it. I'm bringing it back for a time here because, you know, we need to laugh a little bit. Maybe you'll find some of these stories funny, maybe not, but I like some of them. This one is from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. The Green Bay Packers are getting ready for a new stock sale by the end of the year. Shares are going to cost about $200 a piece. The Packers, of course, are the NFL's only publicly owned team. There are more than 112,000 Green Bay stockholders. I like it. I don't know. If you're a Green Bay fan, I think it's kind of cool. $200, give it to someone for a present, and you can say you have some, you know, you have a share in the Green Bay Packers. Don't expect that you're going to make a ton of money, but it's the whole idea of it, I guess, as a fan. This from Portland. You know, this whole thing with the cell phone, yapping, talking, being annoying on the cell phone led to a drug bust in Oregon. State troopers there stopped Harold Saperstein. They say he was violating the state law against cell phone use while he was driving. They also say a drug dog sniffed out 26 pounds of pot and 2 pounds of hashish in the man's car. He was booked into a county jail, as you can imagine. And all because they nabbed him for driving while talking on a cell phone. Duh. Loser. Jackson, Michigan. A suburban Detroit teenager certainly has some explaining to do. Police say a 16-year-old boy was doing 123 miles an hour on I-94. I know that highway. Where the speed limit is 70. And he just got his license 2 months ago. He was behind the wheel of the ultimate driving machine, a 2011 BMW. He told the cops he was heading for Chicago, so they nabbed him for speeding and some other violations. They contacted his parents, but he wasn't arrested. Oh, great. If you or I were doing 123, do you think they'd arrest us? I think so. So what do you do if you're not getting the right kind of money for corn or the corn's starting to turn bad? You make necklaces out of it. That's what's happening in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There is Tara Barney's Jewelry. She's making it. The only reason I mention her is because it's leftover livestock feed. So what would you normally do with it? They're $20 necklaces, and they're selling them all over the place. She's making pretty decent money in this. Shops, museums, all over South Dakota, even online. So, you know, she says corn is personal to her because it's her family used to grow corn in their garden when she was growing up. It was a very big deal, so now she's making some extra money on it. Pretty decent, huh? Coming up on the flip side, speaking of making money at something you like to do, we're going to introduce you to Todd James. He's got last year he had the world's longest haunted house. He's done it for 22 years. He started with just a few pennies in his pocket, and it's grown into a must-see for so many people. It's been featured in articles in the USA Today and, you know, all over the place. It's a fun guy who liked ghouls and had a passion for it and turned it into a profit. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America Tonight. Again, Halloween has always been one of my favorites from the time I was a little kid growing up in Jersey, and I loved haunted houses. Even when it would scare me to death when I was a kid, I would beg my mother to let me go in to a house that I probably wasn't ready for, but I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it. And so I've become kind of a connoisseur of haunted houses, and let me tell you, one of the best that I found in the country, because, of course, being in an anchor and then doing talk shows, I've lived in a lot of different places, is one called the Cutting Edge Haunted House, and it's in Fort Worth, Texas. It's been featured all over the place, last year winning the world's longest haunted house. They had the bragging rights, actually, for years, to be sure. So, Todd, I'll tell you what, I love what you do, just because it's for Halloween for you must be like Christmas, is it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I was just like you when I was a kid. I couldn't get enough of haunted houses and, you know, dragging my parents to everyone that they would let me go to. So I've loved it, you know, since I was a wee one, yes.
Yeah, there you go. Todd James, by the way, too, the creator of the Cutting Edge Haunted House that we're talking about. And so first of all, how long have you had the Cutting Edge, and what was the genesis for you to decide, you know what, I liked this when I was a kid, and I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to put it together.
Well, Cutting Edge has been around this 22nd year. So, yeah, we've been at this a long time. And you know, I just loved Halloween. I was a high school band director, years ago, and I just decided, you know, I love Halloween and I love working with kids, and you know, I think I can turn this into something really, really cool. And you know, took a shot, and myself and some friends, and I borrowed all the credit cards I could from as many people as would let me have the credit cards, and you know, we made it happen. So.
Yeah. When you first started out, because as you said, 22 years, would you ever have imagined that it would have become as big as it has been for you?
Oh, no, not. I never imagined it would be, you know, it just kept growing, Kate. I mean, year after year after year, I mean, I've got a great group of folks that I work with, and they're all about Halloween. And, you know, I'm just really fortunate that, you know, everyone on our staff loves it, and that's how we've been able to keep it going for so long and grow it the way we have. So,
and when you go to grow it, do you change characters out? I mean, you have the basics. Everybody likes the vampires and some of the ghouls that we always see. But do you change certain things out every year? Is there different themes in some of the areas of the house?
Oh, we absolutely do. We change a lot of it, you know, every year. And when we came up with the name Cutting Edge, we wanted to sort of embody that name. So a lot of the things we do within our haunted house are different. You know, we try not to have the same old characters, you know, that you see everywhere. And in the movies, we make sure that we don't copy, you know, any really well-known movies. We try to just always, you know, be a sort of a genesis for new ideas of how to, you know, scare people. So.
Yeah. What would you say, give us a little preview. We don't want to spoil everything for everybody, but give us a preview of what we would see going through this year, this season, right now.
Well, we're located in a 100-year-old meatpacking plant, you know, in a part of Fort Worth, Texas, historically known as Hell's Half Acre. So we've kept a chunk of that, you know, the old meatpacking plant equipment was still there when we moved in. So we have all of that equipment where they used to move. You know, the meat around for the meatpacking plant, you know, in place and working, and we use that as, you know, sort of human body processing equipment now. You know, and that's just one of the many sets. We have a Land of the Lost set, we call it, which is full of dinosaurs and pterodactyls and all sorts of, you know, prehistoric creatures. And we do a swamp, a massive swamp that's very sort of, it's just a really dark, cannibalistic swamp section. That's really, really well done and nice. We have a massive cemetery section. Of course, we have, you know, tons of clowns, which clowns with chainsaws are always fun. So it's a great time.
Boy, you got to love that. How long does it take somebody from end to end? As I said, you had bragging rights for the world's longest haunted house. How long does it take to go through the haunted house?
It averages about 55 minutes.
Ooh. So it's a real scare a minute,
yeah,
probably.
And we get you for a long time.
Yeah, so there's no way out. Keep going and keep walking forward. And here's what I love, too. This is what I love about what you do. Like you said, cutting edge. You actually have a Boo You, or we'll call it Ghoul School, don't you? Your employees have to go through that.
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to sort of learn what we've learned about, you know, frightening folks over the years. And there's a lot of tricks and things that make us different from other places. And so we take, you know, new actors through, you know, a rigorous school of sorts to just train them in the art of frightening folks in a haunted house. And it works really well for us.
Do you do that? Are you ever one of the ghouls, one of the people? Do you do that in the house?
Oh, sure, yeah. That's half the reason I got into this, you know, 22 years ago.
Yeah,
absolutely. You never lose your love of that. That's always in you.
Yeah, I agree with you there. You have this rivalry going back and forth with another haunted house in Ohio, right? For a couple of years that's been happening. Do you have friendly jabs at each other?
Oh, sure. It's like a Mike Tyson, you know, it's like a heavyweight fight. And they're a great group of guys, and they do a really nice event up there. And they actually took the record back this year with, I think it was about 150 feet longer than we were. So, you know, we'll, of course, steal it back next year and have some fun with those guys. So it's been going back and forth, and it keeps, you know, it keeps us both sharp. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the Guinness Book of World Records, what was the first time that that happened? What was that like for you when you won?
It was just amazing. I don't know. It wasn't anything we ever even thought about, you know, trying to win. And someone came to us and goes, "Your haunted house is really big. You ought to see if it's the longest." And we measured it, and then we looked in the Guinness Book of World Records, and we're like, "Wow, we're already bigger, a lot bigger than these other guys." So, you know, we had Guinness out, and they did the walkthrough, and you know, the kids were excited, the actors were excited, my staff loved it. We always thought we were pretty big. We just had never had a measuring stick, so we just kind of kept on, you know, just kept on moving. So.
Yeah. Do you ever, because obviously with Ohio and what we're talking about there, where you're vying for the record with them, but have you gone through a lot of other haunted houses? Do you sometimes, you know, in business, people always check out the competition. Do you check out the competition, so to speak, occasionally when you happen to be in an area where there's a haunted house?
Oh, absolutely. I still love going to haunted houses. And if there are any open in the off season, I love going. I mean, you just can't get enough of them. If you really love them, you just really can't get enough. And if you go in with the, you know, the attitude of, you know, let yourself be scared, you know, then, you know, you still get scared. I still get, you know, surprised and scared when I go through several events. And that's, yeah, I love it. I love it.
So, and we were talking about the different characters that you have in your haunted house, and it's always interesting to me, when I was a kid, and you and I sound like we both had the same thing where we liked Halloween, we liked the whole haunted deal, my favorite, always my favorite, was some form of the vampire, and now I've kind of adopted a little bit the shapeshifter deal. Do you have a favorite kind of ghoul that you like, Todd?
I've been a big fan of vampires since I was a kid, and hey, that's a constant for me. It's just been, all the vampire stories and all the morphs of the different vampire stories. I love all those. And we do a lounge in the Cutting Edge we do a vampire lounge, kind of dark and sort of, sexy and scary and, you know, that gothic vampire-esque music playing. That's definitely my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Do you watch any of the, like, True Bloods? Because, you know, the vampire thing is big again with Twilight, with a lot of teenagers and even beyond teenagers. And then True Blood, of course. Have you seen any of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like that. And I like the fact that they've, you know, they're playing the vampires and the werewolves against each other. Yeah, I think that just makes for great story. That's all good stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you. So your haunted house, for everyone, again, it's called Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth. People make trips to Fort Worth from all over the country just to go and see Todd's place. How long will it be open until?
November 5th is our last night. That's Saturday night.
All right, so November 5th. And do you have lines? Sometimes I bet on some of the big days you have lines getting in.
Yeah, the weekends are really crowded, Fridays and Saturdays. The weeknights are always better nights to come out. The wait's not nearly as long. We are also open all Friday the 13th, and we also open on Valentine's Day, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, I like that. All right, happy Halloween, Todd, and thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thanks for your time. Happy Halloween to you.
All right, bye-bye.